Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Crackheads podcast with me, Shannon.
And me, Kegs.
Episode 2.
Oh my god. Oh. I nearly broke my elbow with excitement.
We're just that buzzing. Yeah, episode 2. This is so fun.
No, I love it. Like, I've been excited all day. Like, we've been flat out today, to be fair, getting stuff done, but I've just been buzzing all day to get in the studio. Like, last time we'd recorded was the best crack. And after we released our first episode on Sunday,
the buzz.
We have just been buzzing, haven't we?
The buzz. Honestly, the feedback has been more than I ever thought it could be. Like, better than I ever possibly imagined. I am just so buzzing. I am actually buzzing, and it's already, it feels like we have a really nice little community going.
100%.
With our, like, listeners.
I literally am feel so, every time I see all your posts and your stories and everything, I'm like, oh my god, that's so cute. Like, thank you so much for everyone sharing your stories if you've been watching it. And even people coming up to us in the streets and all, like, I listened to your podcast and loved it. I'm like, oh my god, yes, love it.
Yeah, even people I know, like friends and stuff, message me being like, oh my goodness, listen to your podcast. They do say it's weird because they know me personally, but then they're like, it's actually so good. Like, it's so interesting. And I'm like, that's what we want. We want it to be for everyone.
Yeah, but everyone. So yeah, welcome back to episode 2. Thank you so much for joining us. So yeah, we'll still get stuck in, shall we? So what is the crack this week? So this is going to be what's the crack over the past 2 weeks, because our first episode was recorded 2 weeks ago.
We pre-recorded it quite heavily because we were nervous we weren't going to get everything edited in time, but now we're getting into the swing of it.
So we skipped a week, so we'll be up to date. So each week we'll actually be up to date to fill you in on what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. So we've got 2 weeks to catch up on. What's the crack this week, Shannon?
Okay, what's the crack with me in my life? So remember the last time I was in, I said I was starting volunteering?
Yes.
So I've started that, and honestly, it has brought me so much joy. So I'm actually allowed to talk about the company that I'm doing it for. It's an organization. They're called Orchardville, and it's basically an organization that they are for adults with learning disabilities, and they help them get into employment. They teach them life skills. It's unbelievable. So I've done 2 volunteering groups with them, one today and one last week, and it's just brought me so much joy. I am completely loving life.
I love that for you. That's class. I was watching your story earlier and you dancing with them when you're just our story. I was like, yes,
they're just the loveliest people. That's been my life. The podcast and my volunteering honestly is the most exciting thing going on in my life at the minute, and I love it. I'm here for it. That's what I want.
Yeah,
you know what
sick.
I mean? What else was I at in the last 2 weeks? I started Pilates. Well, I done one class. Does
nice.
That mean you started? I don't know. Done one class. The legs.
Pilates queen.
Pilates queen does one class. Makes it her whole personality trait.
Love it.
But yeah, started Pilates. I don't know. I think I'm laying low. Didn't really do much even on Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
I had one drink, had a cider and went home. You, to be fair, you done Paddy's Day sober.
I done Paddy's Day sober, yeah. Mm. And it was good crack, to be fair. I've actually got a funny story to tell you. I actually haven't told anyone this.
Go.
It is One of the most embarrassing things ever, and you're going to die.
See, this is great. Me and Kegs have came to this like agreement. We're not telling each other gossip throughout the week anymore. We're saving it for the podcast so we can share it with you guys. So take it away. I want to hear this.
No, you're going to die. I shat myself.
Sorry, Paddy's Day.
I pooed my pants on Paddy's Day and I was sober.
I was about to take a drink, thank you. Because that would have been all over the microphone. Sorry, elaborate.
No, I literally have never shat myself in my life as an adult ever. And I have been in some states partying and drinking and stuff, like literally a mess. And I have never once shat my pants in my life. So tell me why on the one day of the year that I'm freaking sober, I poo my pants. Like what?
I'm sorry, what a way to open a podcast.
So basically, I was in White and we went outside. My friends wanted to buy a vape or something. And we were outside the front and the queues for the toilets on Paddy's Day were just like next level. As in like, they were just massive and I really needed to pee. So I ran across the street to the wee alleyway across the street from White's, which is like on the way to Victoria Square. And obviously that's usually like a busy enough street. So I was peeing and because I was sober, I was anxious because I was afraid of something coming. And I was like, usually if you're drunk, you wouldn't care if you're peeing in like an alleyway or something. But I was like forcing it to come out really, really fast because I was like really needed to get it done. And then I felt something. I was like, oh my God, did I just poo myself? And then I was like, oh my God, no, I definitely did. And I ran to...
What did you do?
I ran to Victoria Square and thank God it was only a little bit. Like it didn't reach the material of my clothing. So I got myself cleaned up. I went back out.
Oh my God.
I was like, how have I done that? Like I've never done that in my life.
You would probably be safer drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my advice.
Don't say sober kids, you'll poo your pants.
Jeez Louise. Okay. So any other crack I'm afraid to ask now?
So that was Paddy's Day. And then what did I do? I went to a concert with my sister. And I actually did drink a few drinks then. But yeah, I went to a concert with my sister, called a band called Amble. They're an Irish band. And they were incredible. They were so good.
I see your stories. It looked very good.
They're like kind of like an Irish. Mumford & Sons Irish. They were kind of like that sort of vibe. They were telling us they only met last year. They only quit their jobs in January. And I was like, that's crazy. They're selling out big venues already. And you know when you could see them? They know they're like doing well because the whole crowd singing back their songs, they're smiling. I was like, oh my God, it's so nice to see. So I'll definitely be going back to them. I also seen a guy that I fancied at the concert, right? And this guy, I followed him ages ago, didn't follow me back. I was like, right, whatever. I slid into his DMs twice and I don't even slide into people's DMs often. Like that's not a thing I do, but it's very rare that I see a guy from Ireland that I fancy. Do you know what I mean?
So you have to take the chance.
I have to take the chance. Yeah. So anyway, I seen him in the distance and I turned around and he was staring at me because he was looking at me because he obviously knew who I was.
Yeah.
And he was like staring at me to clock, like to try and figure out who I was. And then he was like, oh, hey, how are you? And like, it was really awkward and turned his back. But I was walking past him, so he was like deliberately ignoring me. And I was like, right, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then the next day, I walk into a cafe on my own, literally looking like a scruff, and was sitting to do work. Who the frig is in the cafe? Yeah. Only him. But I caught him twice looking at me, as in like, I like, turn around, he was like looking at me, but he would like deliberately look away. So yeah, I was sitting beside the toilet, and this man has to walk past my table to go to the toilet. And he, like, you know when someone's deliberately avoiding you?
Yeah.
He like walked past the toilet, and we'd like look the other way, and like deliberately, forcefully not make eye contact with me. And then the same when he left the building, I was like, why does that man not want to get my attention so bad? Like, why is he ignoring me so bad? But yeah, whatever, it is what it is.
Oh, he must have something against you.
I'm like, what's his problem with me?
maybe he heard the poo story. Sorry.
Anyways.
I'm sorry, still not over.
But yeah, that's our Temu thing. I was going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So my sister is obsessed with the Shein and Temu stuff. Yeah. I haven't jumped on it because I don't know. I am suspicious about them kind of things. And she's been fine. She's got her orders. She's got her money and everything. But, right, I actually haven't told anyone this. I've changed everything now. So I never done the Shein or Temu thing. I never like took part in it, but I did click my sister's link for her, you know, just to give her money. And it like gave me a voucher or something on my account. So like it definitely knew it was me, my account, and I just give her money or whatever. I don't know. And then it must have been, what day was it? Maybe Monday? 2 days ago? Yeah. I woke up and my iPhone had given me a notification that my information had been involved in a data breach.
Oh, really?
And it gave me a list of all the websites I needed to change my passwords for. So I sat and did it all. That's why I can only really say it now, because it took me to just get all the passwords changed. So I didn't want to put it out there before I changed it.
That's nice.
But I was thinking, like, what have I used or what have I done? It could be completely random.
Yeah.
But also,
it's kind of sus.
I don't know. I don't want to scare anyone, but no, I did made a TikTok about it yesterday. Passwords.
Because I basically realized a long time ago that there is no such thing as free money.
Yeah.
So about 5 years ago, I was living in Ibiza. I was skint. I also had zero common sense. Mm-hmm. And these men were basically going around all the workers and they were saying that they're doing this thing where you get like loads of free money and all you have to do is sign a few forms basically. And they're like, you're not going to get in trouble. Like it's grand, blah, blah, blah. And everyone was doing it. Jumping and everyone just it. Jumping on the bad bandwagon. Like if you're skint in Ibiza,
yeah,
all you
want to
do is have a good time. We're like, yeah, yeah, friggin' let's go. So we all done it. A few years later, every single one of us, which was literally 90% of people that I knew in Ibiza, had done this scam and we all got letters from the government. We'd done this scam.
It was a scam.
It was a scam. We're scamming the government, but we were so unaware. The boys tricked us. And we basically got fined. We ended up having to pay like over double the money that we got, which was like quite a bit of money.
Oh my God.
And yeah, we all had to pay it back basically. But that's when I realized it was like, I don't frig with like free money things because there's always a catch.
As I said, my sister's all for it. She's done it and she has got money and clothes and stuff. But I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just a bit
sus. Did you see the terms and conditions?
No.
Oh my God, I would get it off for you. But someone sent me the terms and conditions. Then if you, whenever you click on the thing, it gives you like 3 seconds to agree to it, which is obviously sus enough. But when you agree with it, then you're basically giving the company access to like your identity basically for forever. And they can get access to your voice. They can get access to all your photos. They can be able to use your images. They can use your videos. So like in the future, when AI becomes a thing, they can literally use everything that you own.
My boyfriend Kieran's all into that stuff about like AI and like the government getting your information all, but I'm like, is the government really interested in wee Shannon Mitchell from Ballybing? No.
Fair.
Like, do you know what I mean? What are they gonna say? Me doing wee TikToks and get ready with me in my room?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Take the information off me. I really don't have that much excitingness to give you.
Yeah, right enough, to be fair. I was thinking the same. I was like, should I just do the team movie thing, get a couple of grand and like freaking take my information? But then I was like, nah, I'm not doing the free money things anymore.
I just don't think the government would really care about my information enough, but happy for people that's getting money though. Fair play to them.
100%. Oh my God, no, I was going to tell you the crack with the guy replying to my trolls. It is the funniest comment I've ever seen.
Tell me about this.
Just some guy has, I get, so sometimes on my videos that I would wear makeup and stuff, it ends up on like the For You pages
the
of
dodgy
like
side.
American hillbillies, like the most homophobic people ever. And the comments crack me up. Like I don't give a shit about those comments. Like they're funny. Like
you're at peace with yourself. So
I don't give a shit. About, like maybe it would have affected me a few years ago, but from doing social media, you have to do work on yourself to not care about those sort of things. And then this guy basically has took upon himself off of like an anonymous account and is replying to every single troll comment, but he's going on their profiles, finding out their parents, finding out their girlfriends, and he's commenting back and was like, tagging the girlfriends and be like, hey girl, sort your man out, he's being homophobic here.
No,
girls shouldn't like homophobic
way.
men, and then tagging their parents and be like, hey, your son is too old to be leaving homophobic nasty comments and random
fair
people's
play
accounts.
To that guy.
I was like, yes lad, go on ahead,
we love him, shout out love to him. Oh my goodness, legend,
so fun. I
want
it.
Someone like that. To be fair, my comments aren't too bad. That's what I was telling you earlier. I keep, there's this like one account, but it's not the one account, it's the same comment on different accounts, but it must be the same person because it's all fake accounts. And they just keep commenting on my videos being like, oh my goodness, no way you went to Australia. You wouldn't know, you have mentioned it 1,000 times. And that's what I send you. I just delete the comment.
Australia?
I know, you didn't know it. But I just delete the comment. But I'm like, I was sending Kegs like, my social media is called Shannon Mitchell because I am Shannon Mitchell. So therefore, I'm going to speak about what happens in Shannon Mitchell's life. And I've just moved home from Australia. So of course, I'm going to talk about that, especially when it's something the people are interested in, do you know what I mean? So I'm like, you are just so annoying, but it kind of makes me laugh because it takes me 2 seconds to delete the hate comment or the annoying comment, but it takes them at least like a minute to post it.
Yeah,
so 100%. I'm like, you're actually wasting more time than I'm wasting here. Just block me, unfollow
how
me.
How sad is your
go
life
away.
That you're literally sitting on random people's accounts commenting negative shit?
At
like,
least give me
hell.
Like proper hate, come on.
Give me
give
your
it
best.
To me. That's rubbish.
I love it.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next section. Wait till you hear the crack, and it's your turn this week. So
I was thinking I'm gonna take this back maybe till I was like 20. I should have been 21 because it's in America, but it's fine. I should have been 21 because there was alcohol involved, but
oh my God, yeah, but like it's 18 here, who cares?
Exactly. So I was like 20. Basically, quick backstory for anyone that doesn't know, because a lot of people don't know this and then they're really, really shocked when I bring it up. I have a little sister called Sophia, and back in like, I don't know, 2016, when she was like 13, 14, 15, she was like really big on Instagram and YouTube and stuff. And
I was so shocked when I found that out as well, because I remember years ago I was in Victoria Square, and Victoria Square was rammed down the center bit where the Christmas tree usually is, because Sophia Mitchell was in a meet and greet, and I was like, what the hell is crazy? And then I found out she's your sister. I'm like, what?
Loads of people don't know it, but yeah, so because of that we traveled a lot, because she like modeled and done social media, so we'd always be in LA. And I'm going to tell you the story about how I ended up in Soulja Boy's penthouse.
What, like?
This is what I always say. Like, I'm quite a boring person, but I have lived so many lives. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't even feel like I'm the same person. But anyway, so we're in LA. This is, like, back when Vine's, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
So do you remember, like, Cameron Dallas?
Yeah.
Nash Greer, Taylor Kniff? We were going to, like, parties with them.
Oh, my God, nice. They're all very attractive men.
Yeah. Also crazy people though, like that's a story for another day, right? Anyway, yeah. And they're probably all changed now and they're probably all lovely, but back then they were pretty messed up. A lot of people in LA were. But anyway, we were at this party this one night. It was just me, my friend Louise, and our friends Kate and I can't remember the other girl's name, but anyway, we were leaving this party and we were phoning an Uber, and I was like, yeah, waiting on the Uber, and this guy comes out of the garage off the house that the party was in. It was like a massive house in like Beverly Hills, and he comes out in a Rolls Royce, and he was like a really nice Rolls Royce too. I don't know my cars, but like it was a nice fucking car.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, what are you waiting on, girls? And we were like, oh, an Uber. And he was like, no, like I'll give you a lift. And we were like, okay.
Okay, let's jump in the stranger's car.
Rolls Royce. Do you know what I mean? But he was at the same party we were at, right, but we just didn't really know him. And don't do that, by the way. This was many, many years ago.
I probably would have done the same, to be fair.
I'd probably still do it again. But anyway, so we get in this car, and it turns out he lives like right beside the apartment that we were staying in. So he was like, do you want to just like come up to mine for a while? We'll have a few drinks, whatever. We're like, yeah, it's still pretty early. Let's go in. So we get into the lift, and he pushes like PH on the button, penthouse on the lift. And when you go up the lift, like the whole top floor was just his apartment. I have never seen anything like it. Like it was, you literally, the lift opened. You could only get onto his floor if you had like the key for his floor.
Right.
And you came out the lift and that was just his whole apartment. It was huge. And I'm like, who is this guy?
Who are you?
Like, who is this guy? Like what's going on? Me and my friends are looking at each other. And I will say one thing. This is what like threw me off, that I was like, this is a bit weird. So I was sitting at this table and there was just like these massive big like gold chains with like diamonds on them, you know, like the rappers wear,
right?
Just
yeah,
like sitting all over the table. There was like weed sitting everywhere. Obviously that's like legal in America, whatever, but still I was a bit like, where the hell am I?
Whose house is this?
Yeah, so I was like, the guy was like, do you live here alone or what's the crack, what's going on? And he was like, oh no, like my buddy. I was like, who's your buddy? He's like, Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy up in the club.
I was like, piss off. Your mate is not Soulja Boy. You don't live here with Soulja Boy. He was like, nah, like I do. He was like, lift that chain up. Right enough, I lifted the chain up on the other side. Soulja Boy. I was like, oh.
On the chain?
Yeah, so the front of it said like something records and it was all diamonds. And then the back set was like engraved Soulja Boy.
Nice.
I was like, oh shit. Soulja Boy does live here. So anyway, we ended up all going home that night. And like, I still was like, I don't know if Soulja Boy lives there. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, yeah, it's believable because it's class. So we go home.
It is LA. You can literally end up with anyone.
Mm. We go home and the next day we go on social media. And I go on to, at the time, this is how long ago this is. Do you remember Soulja Boy and Chris Brown were like shouting each other out for like the box?
Oh, really?
Do you never remember this?
I can't remember.
This was like, this is how long ago it was. It was like whenever people were being like, I'm going to box you, and celebrities,
the way that like influencers are doing,
yeah. So Soulja Boy and Chris Brown were doing it. So Soulja Boy posted this video and it was the apartment we were in the night before with the chain on, that I actually have a photo, I'll see if I can find it, but I have a photo of me with the chain on and I was like, oh my goodness, like that was that was Soulja Boy's house. So then the guy who lived with him, we ended up being good friends with him. So weird, like he was friends with Kylie Jenner and all, but then friends with us, bizarre. But he was really nice and it was his birthday. He invited us around for his birthday. And that's like all the MagCon Vine guys were there.
And what is that, like Jake Paul and all?
Jake Paul, it was like the Nash Greer, Cameron Dallas, that okay, yeah, MagCon, all them ones. We went back to Soulja Boy's house and this birthday was on And it ended up, the police came. And I just turned 21. So I was like 21, but my friend and my sister were there. And they obviously weren't. So they like hid in a wardrobe from the police. I just walked out and I was like, yeah, I'm 21. Like, they can't do nothing. Like, it's a party. Yeah, they can shut it down. But then I was like, where's my sister? Do you know what I mean? Like, I was completely sober anyway. I was like, where's my sister? And the next thing, she just, about half an hour later, she just comes down her night and she was like, yeah, the police stopped me. And I was like, what did you say? And she was like, I just told them how old I was. She's like 14 at the time, 15.
Well, she said she was 15.
Like, yeah, she told them the truth. Goodness. But like, at the end of the day, she wasn't doing nothing wrong. It wasn't even that late. So then that party got shut down and we end up all going to Taylor Kniff's house from, yeah, and continued the party there. But that was the last I seen of Soulja Boy's house. Oh my goodness, I've just remembered too, in the Rolls Royce, the night that we were coming home, there was like merchandise in the back, like caps.
Right.
And we were like, can we take these caps to the guy? And he was like, yeah, yeah, of course. So it's, again, I'll try and find photos of like my sister or whatever and my friend wearing them. It was these like caps and one was like pink and black. And then the next day when we were on Soulja Boy's social media, it ended up being his merchandise. So we had this ongoing joke for ages. Like, we were like Soulja Boy's number one fans because we had
obsessed
these hats. But yeah, LA's crazy. LA's like
different
crazy
world.
Crazy, crazy. Like, it sounds mad me saying about, you know, like my sister being so young and us going to these parties and stuff. But it's so normal there. There was people her age there that didn't even have like grown-ups looking after them. Like, I was 20, 21 and yeah, I was her like guardian and I was making sure she was safe and everything. But there were so many like influencers at like 15 with no guardian. They'd someone like pretending to be their guardian and they were just like running amok in LA, like drinking, taking drugs, everything. I remember being horrified.
What were they doing now?
Horrified. Are they okay? Oh, and they're still on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna name names. They're still out there.
Tell me after.
Yeah, I'll tell you after. But yeah, it was really worrying. I remember saying to my sister and stuff, like, we you know, we had to be there for work, but like, people had suggested us moving there and stuff. I was like, it's never happening. This is just not a good place. It's not good vibes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard mixed things. Like, some people love it, some people hate it.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's
pretty cool experience though when you're younger though, isn't it?
Yeah, we've loads of good memories. We've loads of good memories, but it's just a crazy place. And like, we met some lovely friends. So we had Maggie Lindemann, you know, sings, I'm not just a pretty girl. She is an absolute babe. She like took us under her wing and like showed us about and like brought us to parties and brought us to events. And then her friend Denzel, he does like Instagram. He is a king. He looked after us.
Denzel who?
Dion.
All right, I don't know.
He's on him and it's like, he's like a little duo, him and Ricky.
Okay, yeah.
And they're so funny. I'll show you them on Instagram later. But he's actually went more into fashion. But anyway, I'm really going off topic here. But they took us under their wing and they were so nice. But then you had like a lot of people you met that were just like, oh yeah, like, what are you at today? And you'd be like, nothing. They'd be like, oh, okay, bye. They just want to see if they can get something out of you. Like, if you're going to a party, they want to come with.
Right.
That's what it's really, really like over there.
I've heard that people are obsessed with like clouds and like who you're around with.
And they'll literally just say like, do you want to meet up and like make it, well, it was YouTube back in the day. Do you want to meet up, make a YouTube or a Musical.ly it was. No, it's TikTok, obviously. Musical.ly. But yeah, it was very much so like that. But as I say, it was an experience. It was an experience.
For sure. You got a party in Soulja Boy's house?
Yeah.
Fun times.
Soulja Boy up in me.
I think I've seen Soulja Boy before. Was he playing like a teenage disco? I feel like he might have been playing at like Sense or something like that.
Idea.
You know, did you ever go to Sense?
No.
Never went to Sense in Cookstown?
No.
I thought you partied in Cookstown when you were younger, no?
Yeah, but it would have been when like Time was a thing more.
Okay. Yeah, Time Mondays. Mm. I used to go to them all the time.
Not Time Mondays. I went in the weekend. I was up in Belfast during the week. Holy Lands. Woo.
Holy Lands vibes. We'll talk about that another time. Yeah. Holy Lands. We actually ended up at the Holy Lands one of the first times we like properly met.
ABA.
Yeah.
After ABA, yeah. And then I just fell asleep.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a late enough one. That was too late.
That was ridiculous.
Oh my God, yeah. And we had to go again the next day, didn't we? Or was that the last first night? Was that the first night or second night?
That was the second night. That was fine. Yeah. That was the second night. That was fine. Good times.
Good times. Hectic weekend.
Yeah.
Are you going to go this year?
Probably. Let's face it. I do love a good rave. ABA.
Me too. But we're both kind of being sensible queens at the minute. So.
Yeah. But for the special occasion, Crazy Shannon can come out and get crazy kegs.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the the crack with me and my story for the week.
I love that.
I think it's a random one, but yeah,
no, kind
of shows a different side to me, a little past life Shannon.
We have many past lives, both of us.
I really do. You really do. You really, really do. Even more so than me. But yeah, will we move along?
Let's go.
So this week we're doing...
What's the crack with?
What's the crack with? This is where we pick a topic or we either have a guest. And this week's topic, we think it would be really interesting to talk about finding true self-love.
Mm.
And the thing is, we've both went through our own journeys, but I feel like they're going to be very different.
Yeah.
Because I feel like yours is maybe a more holistic approach.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is what I was thinking about whenever I was like thinking what would be a good topic. Because I was like, I want something that we don't just agree. Like, it's not that we're going to disagree, but we don't just have the same story.
Yeah.
We've something we can discuss. And I feel like this could be good because yours may be a bit more holistic. Mine's a bit more just like personal. Like, do you know what I mean? Like personal work. Mm. But yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get stuck in.
I think this will be a good...
So what's the crack with self-love?
Yeah, what's the crack with self-love?
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I mean, I think I have been quite open on my social media about how practically my whole life up until the past recent few years, I have really struggled with self-love. And I think one of the main things that I've realized throughout my whole journey is I've said a few times that I really had confidence issues whenever I was always overweight, okay? And it's easy just to think that, oh, it was because I was overweight that I didn't have self-love. It's easy to think that. But upon reflection, what I've realized is I said that, you know, as I lost weight and as I became more confident in myself, it kind of went hand in hand. But I don't think that me becoming more confident was actually coming down to me losing weight. I think it was taking care of myself more.
Mm.
So do you ever get whenever people say, like, it's easier to love something. It's like, it's easier to love something if you've took pride in it and if you've looked after it, and vice versa. If you love something, you will take pride in it and you'll look after it. So I kind of think of myself like that. So as I started treating my body better, through food, through movement, through just doing more positive activities, I started to love myself more.
Mm.
And I think it's because I was looking after myself that it became easy to love it.
Mm.
I hope this is making sense.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. I love
that. So I do think, obviously, my weight loss definitely improved my confidence because it was something I struggled with so much.
Yeah.
But as I say, I do think a massive aspect comes from looking after myself more, that self-love was able to flourish. And then...
Because you're nurturing your internal world as well as your external world, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it, that's it. And because I was doing more positive things and treating my body better, my thoughts were more positive. Everything just goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Everything goes hand in hand, and that's what I realized. And it's the same with... Like, I tried to lose weight hundreds and hundreds of times, and it never worked. This time it worked, and I can guarantee it's because of that. It's because I was doing work on myself and not just trying to lose weight and stop eating as much. Mm-hmm. It was a process rather than just stop eating as much. Because, you know, like fitness people and influence fitness gym people, they're so quick to say like, oh, it's just obvious, like eat less, move more and you'll lose weight. For someone like me that struggled with disordered eating and being overweight my whole life, it wasn't that easy. It's a process. But as I started to love myself more, it became easier to treat my body better. So it literally, it's like a full circle. It all goes hand in hand and spins like clockwork.
Mm.
And that's what I've talked about before. The second my mental health does go a little bit not as good, like when I was in Australia, the clockwork kind of stopped spinning as well.
Mm.
So then I started finding myself going back into old habits and not being, my thoughts not being as positive, my eating not being as positive. It all goes together.
Everything intertwines, because what you think makes you how you feel, and how you feel is how you act, and how you act is how you then think. So it's like a constant cycle. So if one thing starts going wrong, it's like, what's someone describe it as?
It's like a spiral effect.
Yeah.
It's like a spiral effect. Because I've done the work in myself, I don't let it get out of control the way I maybe used to. I'm able to control it better. That if one thing isn't going right, like, yes, I mightn't, all the other things mightn't be spinning as well as usual, but I don't let it like continue and get worse because I've done that work. And I'm like, no, you're a bad bitch. You've got
you're
this.
You're a bad bitch.
Do you know what I mean?
Love that.
That's a massive thing. I think my other thing that I always say was big for me was surrounding myself with, first of all, people that make me happy and cutting out people that were bringing me down. And this did involve, like, I'm not going to lie, I did end friendships just because
it's,
I was like,
needed, though.
This negativity is bringing me down and I don't want it. And there was a little phase then that I was a bit lonely and I was like, what's going to happen? And that's what a lot of people obviously panic about. I started just spending loads of time with my grandparents.
Love.
And I'm not joking, like, my advice to anyone, spend time with the people that mean most to you. And I understand a lot of people don't have that family situation. I'm very lucky to have a family that I can go to them for this. But if you don't have that strong family support, if it's your friends, if whoever it is, spend as much time as you possibly can with them. People that fill up your cup and make you feel good. Because the more time and the longer you spend with them, the more fill you're going to feel and the more love you're going to feel surrounded by, and then you're going to love yourself more. Honestly, spending time with my grandparents, it just made my day every day and made my mood so much better. And the thing was, then new friendships formed anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
because
honestly,
you're on a higher vibe and you'll attract your type of people as well. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And who you surround yourself with is so, so important as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you have the awareness of that.
Yeah, beautiful. You need to find the awareness though. You need to, because for years I was just being friends with people because I was like, oh, they're good crack.
Mm.
And then when I look back and I maybe think for like conversations, like I had friends that would have like made me feel shit about myself, but I just passed it off because I was like, they're my friends. Like we speak to each other like that. It's crack. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe like I've actually a video on my phone of one of my friends like poking me in the belly and stuff.
Mm.
And I probably just laughed at the time and was like, haha, you know, because.
Oh, what? Someone done that
to
you?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And I just like laughed at the time because I was like, we're friends, you know, we're really, really close. And then looking back, I'm like, that probably affected me like subconsciously so much more than I
There's
even know.
There's a line you need to know not to cross.
Yeah.
Like I'm all for taking the piss. Like I'm winding people up in like mm-hmm. a jokey, fun way. Mm-hmm. But there's a line.
Yeah, it's just too far. But yeah, as soon as you start surrounding yourself with people that treat you well, then it's like, because they're treating you well, it's like, oh, I deserve this. I deserve to be treated well. So then you just treat yourself well.
Mm.
Do you get me?
100%.
That's what I think. And it's a journey. It really is a journey.
And it's going to be an ongoing journey for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
For everyone's lives. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I never thought I would get to the stage that I'm like confident. This is a scary thing. Like, I've had friends say to me, like, it's so crazy that you're on social media because, like, you wouldn't even stand in a photo.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Like, if I seen a phone come out, I would run and hide. Or if I had to get in a photo, I would hide behind everyone and just have, like, a bit of my face in it.
Oh, my God.
And then now I, like, come on camera.
Don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit what I look like.
I love
I don't
that
give
for
a
you.
Shit what people think. But as I said, it's a process and you have to put in the work and sit down with yourself and just make yourself believe in yourself.
100%. I love that. I didn't actually know you back then.
No.
But even listening to you right now, I feel like really proud of you. I'm like, oh my God, it's so beautiful listening to your journey.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm so glad I've got to where I finally am. And I feel like it's all, as you say, it's always a journey because you can only continue loving yourself more. Do you know what I mean? Like, I still have absolutely awful days where I'm like,
it's a roller coaster.
I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. What's going on? Do you know what I mean? And then that's when you have to be like, no. Push away them negative thoughts. Your class.
Yeah.
Even sometimes if you don't believe it, still tell yourself it because then you'll eventually believe it. You know what I mean?
100%.
But yeah.
It's all about accepting yourself and embracing who you are right now in this moment.
Yeah. As I said, I feel like that's mine. I think mine's very like personal, like kind of thing. I feel like with you, like me looking at you as a person, you're obviously into like your meditation and stuff like that. And that's up all part of your journey, I'm guessing.
So that's a part of my journey. I feel like I've been on a crazy journey, to be fair. I think I touched on it in the last episode where I was pretending to be someone else in my teenage years, and that made me go into bad mental health. And then it got to a point in my early 20s, like I think I might have been a 20 or something, where I hit rock bottom, where there was points where I, there was weeks on end where I physically could not leave my bed, and there were points where I just didn't want to be here anymore. And then it got to a point where I was like, either I don't continue or I leave and go traveling, which is what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I went traveling. And people always say like traveling won't fix your problems, and I fully agree with that.
But people do find themselves through it.
Yes, in a way, but also changing your environment at a time can massively help as well. So yeah, I started traveling.
Like, I just want to touch on people saying that traveling won't fix your problems. In a way, yes. Like, if you're leaving problems at home behind to go traveling, then problems are still going to be there when you get back, mm-hmm. and all that there. But when it comes to like a journey of self-love, it can make such a difference. As you say, taking yourself out of an environment, a situation, to work on yourself is different than like running away from your problems. I think it's two different things. Do you 100%, get me?
Yeah. So yeah, I started traveling, and I don't even know if I would be here right now if I didn't go traveling. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, traveling was the start of it. And then I remember the sort of the self-help sort of things came in whenever I remember I was in Ibiza. This was like a few years after I had started traveling, and mm-hmm. looking back, I was enjoying myself, but I still wasn't happy in myself, if that makes sense. Like, there was times when I was like living in Magaluf or like on the cruise ship where I would literally cry myself to sleep. Like, you're still enjoying yourself, but change the scenery, but you're still loads of stuff inside of you that needs fixed or whatever. And
I think that's the thing too. Like, a lot of people, back to the whole like moving away to fix your problems, a lot of people think you just move away and that's your problems fixed.
No.
You then move away and have to do the work, which is obviously what you've done.
Yeah. But from this, then I started meeting like different people who are authentically themselves, people who have very open minds, and you start learning about the world actually isn't this weak closed mindset that people may have. And that you may have yourself from like living in a small town and stuff. And don't get me wrong, not everyone has this like close, small minded, but I feel like I certainly did maybe, and it maybe put me in a negative headspace. But I remember this moment in Ibiza, and it was so beautiful. I was dancing on a rooftop with all of my friends, and the sun was rising, and I just remember feeling this overwhelming feeling of love, mm-hmm. and joy and gratitude. And it was the first time in my life I felt those amazing feelings. And I was hysterically crying, and I was like, oh my God, this is
like
the best moment of my life.
With emotions.
Yeah, it was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. And I was like, what the hell is going on? This is crazy. It's nothing like I've ever felt before. And then I think that was the first moment of my life where I actually felt like properly alive, if that makes sense. It might sound very woo-woo, and a lot of my experiences with self-love is kind of woo-woo, so I have no mind with it all.
But everyone's experience is personal.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
100%.
So like, no one can judge you for saying something that they might go, oh, that's a bit crazy, because it's not their experience, it's yours.
100%,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, then I had this moment where I think was my spiritual awakening. And
see, that's the thing, you'd be very spiritual.
I'd be very spiritual. Yeah. And before that, I was like, my family group brought me up as like a Catholic, mm-hmm. but growing up as a gay teenager in like a Catholic place, I just had in my head, it's all bullshit. I didn't believe any of it. I literally hated it. Didn't want to be associated with it. And then after that, like, I was fully atheist, didn't believe in anything. After that, then I see, you know, when you see like quotes on Instagram or like people talking about like mental health stuff or like self-help stuff on like Instagram and stuff, before I would have seen it and just scroll past, not really acknowledged it.
Yeah, you didn't take it in.
But after that moment, I started like focusing on it, and I was like, oh my God,
connecting more with it.
Yeah, 100%. I started like downloading it into me and like learning from it, and then I started learning more and more. And then it was during COVID, I was living in Miami, mm-hmm. and we obviously had to go home for the first lockdown. And during the first lockdown, I was working in Asda Butchers, and I was literally in the back of Asda Butchers chopping the meat up every day, but I was by myself.
I cannot imagine it,
Richard. We butchers you chopping up meat.
I want a picture.
I'll show you later. I was working at Asda Butchers, and I was definitely breaking the rules, but I was in the back by myself, and I had one ear put in, and I started listening to like self-help podcasts.
Asda, if you're watching this, he apologizes.
I used to get in trouble all the time, and I was like, I know I'm going to be from the summer, I'm here for a few months, I do not care. So I was listening to self-help podcasts, and I actually started buzzing off listening and learning about it. And then I was like, started learning about myself from listening to really intelligent people talking about like spirituality and self-help and personal growth and all that there. And I just learned so much. And then at the end, when I was leaving to go to Ibiza, I felt like I had grown so much as a person just from listening to podcasts and audiobooks. So I listened to like Good Vibes, Good Life. It's a really good book to read or listen to when you're first starting on your self-help journey. And You're a Badass by Jen Sincero, also another incredible one. And I just felt like so much more like, I know what I kind of want to do.
Well, I think, like, so this is what I'm saying. Like, I've never read a book yeah. or like self-help podcast or something, this is where. But I feel like it's kind of similar in what we're saying. It's like you're listening to books to get that feeling of like, what's the word? Like you're being told something so you believe it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you're getting that from books and podcasts. Where remember I was saying earlier about how I would just like tell myself, like, no, like you're a bad bitch, even if I felt like shit.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, and it works probably the same way in your brain.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
listening to it through a podcast or reading it in a book, and I'm telling myself it.
Affirmations,
yeah. yeah. So it's the same thing, but like in different formats. 100%, does that make sense?
Yeah. But yeah, so then I remember I left the as the Butchers, and I remember saying to the guy I worked with, no, this was actually the year later, or was it? I can't remember, but I remember leaving as the Butchers, and I was like, I'm going to start social media. I'm going to make my job. I'm going to travel the world. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it because the audiobooks were like, help me realize that this is the direction I want to go in.
Yeah.
I started listening to myself more. So yeah, then obviously for a few years, I just sort of traveled all around the world and I started dabbling in all of the different spiritual and self-help practices that are out there. So I started meditating. I started things called like breath work and I started working with plant medicines, which we can talk about another time. I can talk about for ages. And yeah, I just started dabbling in loads of different like self-help things. And as time progressed and as the more different things I worked on, don't get me wrong, it was a challenging journey because I feel like a lot of self-help people on like social media is like toxic positivity. It's like, oh, just like be happy.
That's something, yeah, I have noticed like toxic positivity. I never really understood what that meant. I used to see people talk about it.
Mm.
And then now I'm like very aware of it because... Yeah. That's what a lot of people are promoting.
100%.
This toxic positivity that's like not realistic.
Not at all, because yeah. your journey to loving yourself can be dark as well, because with my journey, I had sat with myself in like plant medicine ceremonies and like breathwork ceremonies, and I have went to the darkest, most traumatic moments of my life, which I'll obviously not get into right now, mm-hmm. but I went to like really, really horrible places where I felt shame, where I felt fear, where I felt anxious, or I felt like the worst emotions, because I've been through some stuff, to be fair, mm-hmm. and I've had to sit with those memories, and I've had to sit with myself. And in those moments, it's about forgiving yourself or forgiving other people and showing compassion to the younger version of yourself. And just for there was moments where I felt like I was giving myself a hug,
yeah.
and that's helping you heal those parts of yourself.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
the self-love journey isn't all sunshine and rainbows. It's going to the darkest moments of your life,
because that's how you fix things. That's uh-huh. what I say this all the time, like whenever I'm talking with friends or talking to my boyfriend about people, you know, like properly fixing themselves. It goes back to the whole thing, like moving country, just running away from your problems or like covering them up by distractions and stuff.
Yeah.
And then people may appear to be better mm. or fixed, but they're not. They've covered up. You have to fix things. You have to go deep.
Yeah,
and sometimes maybe even make yourself feel a bit worse before you feel better.
100%.
It's not all sunshine and roses. It really isn't.
It's a roller coaster journey, to be fair. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable, but it's so worth it when you come out the other side. Because in more recent years, there has been moments where that moment where I felt like pure love in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. I have felt that when I'm riding a motorbike through the jungle in Thailand. There's moments where I felt it walking around the lock at home, like just pure gratitude. And now. I could talk about my self-help journey for a long time, but we'll not go into all the big details. But I've tried loads of different practices, and self-help and self-love to me now is an ongoing journey. It'll be an ongoing journey for the rest of my life. But like you said, it's doing things for yourself to make you feel good. So mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. There's days I feel like shit. There's days I'm going to sit on my phone and scroll on Netflix and scroll on my phone and eat shit and not exercise and not do the things that are good for me.
I just want to interrupt you here.
Yeah.
Okay. Please no one take offense to this. And it's kind of, it's not that it's aimed at you. I have a lot of friends that live by this. Like a lot of friends. You do, but it's not just you. And I've thought this for a while, but I wanted to save saying it and like discussing it for the podcast, because I do think it could be an interesting topic of conversation.
Yeah.
So you're saying there about, you know, scrolling on your phone. I have a lot of friends that live by this thing. And it must be a lot of self-help books and stuff tell you not to do this. That when you wake up in the morning, don't just go on your phone straight away. And I do get the reasoning behind it. I think it is a good idea. But I've so many friends, you included, that then if they do go on their phone, they make a note of it in their head and they're like, oh, my day is off to a bad start because I went my phone too early.
100%. Every time I go on my phone in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst day.
Yeah. So then.
And you can change it, to be fair. Like, if you, I do interrupt the day and then maybe have a good day, but a lot of the time, I'm like, oh my God, this is a shit day because I went on my phone.
Yeah. So it's nearly a bit of toxic positivity because it's like you have a placebo effect in your head then that if you go on your phone first thing in the morning, like your day's off to a bad start. We're like, I don't live by that. Like, I go on my phone when I want to go on my phone. So then, like,
so you might have good control.
If I wake up in the morning and go on my phone, I'm never ever going to think, oh, my day's off to a bad day.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bad thought to have nearly that, like, you know, oh, I've went on my phone this morning. That's it. My day's off to a bad day.
That could be already true, to be fair.
It's put a dampener on your day then.
It could be true. But the way I look at it is I'm doing a lot of work on myself at the minute to perfect my routine and to see what works for me and see what's not bad for me. And I just notice. I'm doing a lot of like listening to podcasts and stuff about dopamine levels, and I listen to a lot of neuroscientists, and they're showing scientific facts, as in like, whatever way your brain is in the morning, if you go on your phone, it makes you get dopamine spikes and crashes.
You're getting
so then you're addicted to the dopamine all day. So if you like wait like a bit in the morning till your brain is actually like fully awake and functioning, and then if you go on your phone, it doesn't affect the dopamine
there
levels.
Definitely
and stuff. It
is,
does a wee bit, but
there definitely is like good reasoning for not going on your phone in the morning. I totally get it. But I think there's like a lot of pressure on it. Like the amount of people I see be like, eat vlogs, everything's like, oh, like day started off bad because I woke up and I ended up scrolling my phone. Then like, that's just my day off to a bad day. And I'm like, but it's not. You could have the best day of your life.
To be
just
fair.
Just forget about the fact you went on your phone.
I think it's days where I'm like wanting to be productive and like working my routine and stuff. I think it definitely affects me then. But if it's a day I'm going to like a festival, I'm going to go on my phone first thing in the morning. Or a day I'm doing something fun. Like it won't affect those days.
Yeah.
But it's days where I'm like, I want to be like motivated and it affects my motivation. That's where I think.
Yeah.
Like getting dopamine spikes first thing in the morning affects my motivation for the whole day. Whereas if I don't go on my phone, if I go to like the gym or like a cold water dip straight away as soon as I wake up,
you
that gives you like natural
difference.
Dopamine. So then you're motivated the whole day. So it's all about my motivation levels and things like that with the phone.
It definitely does make sense. But that's why I'm just like, whenever like, oh, after a bad day, I'm like, fuck it. Like, you went in your phone. Not the end of the world.
Shut
We're
up,
We're going to have a class day. Come on.
Right, next time I posted my story, I'm having a bad day because I go on my phone, you're going to ring me and be like, Cakes, shut the fuck up.
You literally just went in your phone. It's not the end of the world. You could literally win the lottery today. It could be the best day of your life. Your phone is not, you know what I mean? But no, I go on my phone first thing every morning. But like, I'm not a scroller.
See, I have a phone addiction, and if I go on it, I'm sucked into that device. I'm sucked into social media, and I'm like, I have discipline problems when it comes to my phone.
Really?
So I physically have to leave. I leave my phone in my mom's office so that as soon as I wake up, I don't go near it. Like, I have an addiction to my phone. Hands up, I do.
I go on my phone first thing. I'll check my emails, my messages, but I'm not a big scroller. I'll go on and look at my comments on my social media and stuff and like interact with my following, but don't get me wrong, sometimes I'll sit and scroll through TikTok or whatever, but it's only if I've nothing better to do.
I notice it when I'm feeling shit. Mm-hmm. So say the past week I've not been feeling the best and I've been on a low vibe. And if you're into like astrology and stuff, it's something to do with the moon and the planets and stuff like that. If you're not.
Oh, is it a, what do you call that?
It's like an eclipse and like retrograde and things like that.
What do you?
Mercury retrograde. It's coming up.
I couldn't say Regigade.
Regigade.
Is that like Renegade, the TikTok dance? Mercury Renegade.
But yeah, I've been doing astrology. I like that stuff. And I've been feeling the feels. And because I've been feeling the feels, I've been scrolling on my phone. I've been binging on like notifications.
I totally disagree with like just sitting scrolling on phones for ages, like screen time. I get how that's bad for your mental health. Yeah. 100%. That whole thing of like comparing yourself to people and seeing other people's lives and too much, and you're not like focusing on your own. Totally get that.
So that's why I can't go on my phone in the morning, because I can get sucked in very easily. Whereas you have discipline to not do that.
Yeah.
I can get sucked in if I go on it. Do you know what I mean?
This might sound selfish. I think I'm like, I don't really give a shit about what other people's doing. Like, I like seeing people do well, and I like seeing like nice things and positive things and all.
Yeah.
But like, I don't really give a shit.
Don't give
I'm
a shit.
I'm just like, as long as that's I'm good. Loving life and the people I love's loving life, 100%. I don't really care.
Self-help journey, some days, yes, you're going to feel shit, but like days, self-help to me now.
Another tangent, we're sorry. That was my fault.
We tangent. We tangent.
Tangent.
So self-help to me is basically feeling gratitude, not really caring what other people think, trying to live as your authentic self, doing things that you know you want to do for yourself. So if you want to sing, sing. If you want to dance, dance. you want to do something fun, just do whatever you want to do for you and what feels good for yourself. Because if you try loads of new things, you'll soon realize what makes you feel good and what you like to do. And you'll soon realize which people make you feel good and which people you want to be around.
Yeah.
And it's, there's self-help could be, or self-love could be a million and one different things, but it's going to see your grandparents or going for a walk around nature and feeling gratitude to
how beautiful.
It's the tiniest things. Like see that being at home right now where life isn't maybe as exciting as it was whenever I was traveling, I'm appreciating the little moments.
You're probably doing a lot of healing as well in that. Like when life's peaceful, I find that's a good time to like heal.
Yeah. And it's always going to be a journey. Like some days I definitely can't say I feel love for myself, to be fair, but I've definitely got a lot of love for myself a lot of the time. I love the person that I am.
I don't think any human on this planet can say that they totally love themselves 24/7.
No.
I think it's only human nature to like have doubts about yourself and maybe 100%. Not be a fan of yourself sometimes, but yeah, I think it's completely normal.
And it's a work in progress. And to be fair, the journey that I have been on, I am so grateful. Like you said for yourself, I'm so grateful to where I am now. Like what age was I then? 6-7 years ago compared to me now.
Like a different person.
Completely different. And I feel like the 19-year-old would look up to me, which I feel very proud of.
Yeah, that's such a lovely thing.
Like, I feel like he would be like, I want to be like him. And I feel like I'm very proud of myself
like,
in that sense.
Yeah, that's so cute.
So, yeah, I'm very grateful for the journey that I've been on. I always thank, I'm big into the universe and stuff. I always show gratitude to the universe. I'm like, thank you so much for bringing me on this journey. It's been intense. It's been dark at times, but a lot of life is so beautiful.
You're very universe, like in the universe. I don't know. I have days where I'm like, maybe I do, because I'm very much so everything happens for a reason. I always tell my one of my favorite quotes. It's so random. I think I heard this when I was younger and it was like, that is the biggest load of shit. And now I live by it. And I don't even know who quoted it. I don't know where it's from, but I just love the meaning. So it's basically, if it's not okay, it's not the end.
Yeah.
Okay. That is so true, because the amount of situations I've been in and I've been like, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get over this stage in my life. Like nothing's ever going to be fixed. There's 100%. No way I can get through this. And then like I'm over it and everything's okay. It just wasn't the end yet.
It wasn't for you.
It's so true. So then part of me is like, is that the universe? Part of me is like, do you know what I mean? I'm still not 100%.
Yeah. Well, it can be whatever you want it to believe in. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just the journey that I've been on. This is what I like to call it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is different. But like you said, like...
I do like the idea of it, though.
Yeah. But like you said...
Can the universe get me a prize guy win, please?
I'm joking. See, we're going to enter all not. The time. My friend won 28 grand on that the other day. I'm like, please, can I win, sir?
I'm going to need to honestly stop giving him my money, because I feel like I want to get a mortgage in the next like 2 years. And they're just going to look and be like, you have a gambling addiction with the prize guy.
Prize guy might pay for your mortgage.
Literally. I need to chill. That was a nice wee chat. I like that.
I'm proud of both of us. Air five.
Woo! Air five. I feel all warm and fuzzy.
I know. I love it. And if you're watching this and you're feeling a bit down about yourself or things may not be going right in your life right now, trust that it's happening for a reason and you're being redirected in the right path that you're meant to go to. Because I was doing uni, like you said, and I was sacked from my job, and I thought it was the worst thing ever. Thought like my life was over, and it turned out to be probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me, because it put me in the right path. And life may feel shit at times, but life is also going to be beautiful many other times. So true.
Yeah. If it's not okay, it's not the end. I think that's what it is, but that's the long and short.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, if everything isn't okay, it's not over yet. But yeah,
so
nice.
Let's move on to the final topic. Tell us your crack, or what's the crack with you, or what's it called?
Tell us your crack, which, is it?
Tell us your crack. It's one of those.
I've got it on my phone. Hold on.
Something along the lines of that, okay?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello
Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So thank you so much to everyone who sent us your dilemmas.
I'm Shannon intrigued. I haven't seen these yet.
So yeah, if you want to send us your dilemmas next week, it's crackheadspod@outlook.com. Send us any advice or any funny stories or anything you want us to talk about. First dilemma is...
And it's completely anonymous, by the way. We will never mention names or anything, so don't worry about that.
The first dilemma is on my phone that is recording the podcast.
Oh, no. BRB.
BRB. Sorry about that, guys.
We're back. We've got the dilemmas.
So, first dilemma is, best advice to lose weight. I've struggled all my life to lose weight, and now I've hit a brick wall. Can't find the motivation. I'm unhappy with the way I look. I'm going to leave that one to you because I haven't really got experience in that.
Okay. Oh, this could be an episode in itself, but I'll try and keep it short and sweet just for the sake of this. I could give you so much more advice, but we'll keep it short and sweet. So kind of it goes hand in hand with what I was saying earlier in this episode. When it comes to weight loss, I needed to do work on myself, first of all. So the one time a weight loss journey worked for me is whenever I sat down with myself beforehand, I educated myself on calories and stuff like that. But I also sat with myself and was like, self-love. I worked on myself, and it makes it so much easier to continue a weight loss journey whenever you have love for yourself, because you want to do what's best for yourself. It makes it so much easier to stick to it. So yeah, I would say work on your self-love first of all, because I know personally that how I'm eating goes hand in hand with my mental health and how I feel about myself, like I kind of said earlier. Secondly to that, a bit of advice I really like is, sometimes it's hard to find motivation to continue. Like this girl guy said, they feel like they've hit a brick wall. So common in weight loss to lose motivation. So it's easy to say find motivation because you want to do it for yourself. I like finding motivation in someone else. So what I did, I was like, whenever I started my weight loss journey, I was like, what, 24, 25? I want to have kids. Right, this was my thought. I was like, I want to have kids someday. And if I continue eating the way I am and putting on weight the way I am, okay, yes, I might have kids someday, but it's going to affect my quality of life, like the time I spend with them, because I'm going to be overweight. I was so unfit. I wouldn't be able to play with them the way I would want to. Do you know what I mean? Like take them to amusement parks and take them to like soft play places and whatever else. I was so unfit that I wouldn't have been able to do that or go to the park and play with the ball with them. So I found motivation in that. I was like, I want to someday have children and be the best version of myself I can be for them. And that means that whenever maybe you've lost a bit of motivation for yourself wanting to lose weight, you fall back in that. Another example, if you do have children,
that's one of the reasons I started the gym recently. Sorry to interrupt. Like I was thinking that myself, and I heard loads of people speaking about it recently. It's like, think of yourself when you're a granddad. You want to be able to lift like your grandkids and stuff. And if you're not exercising now and keeping your body healthy, like that your body is your temple. Do you know what I mean?
So that I find a motivation from other people, other places. If you do already have kids, look at your children and be like, okay, I want to lose weight for myself, but I'm not really feeling motivated today. But you're going to be my motivation. I want to be here for as long as possible for you. So I'm going to do this and I'm going to stick to it. I also think I'll give you one more bit of advice. Don't make any drastic changes. There are so many, you know, diets out there and whatever else. But like I used calorie counting. But whenever I say my calorie deficit was so small and I just gradually decreased it, it was then easier to stick to it because it wasn't like I was feeling extreme hunger from lack of food.
Yeah.
I was just gradually doing it bit by bit, cutting out things each week. Slow and steady wins the race. If you jump in at something and do these crazy crash bad diets or whatever, it's not going to work. It's not sustainable. It's never going to work.
Because I've seen Keelan Conway speak about something like that already. She's class. I love her.
Oh, love her. Baby, love her. Yeah.
She was talking about it was the keto diet or something, and the girl was like, I'm going to try this keto. She was pretty, she was acting, but she was herself in both things. But she was like, I'm going to start this keto diet. My friend was telling me about it, and she lost loads of weight. And then the other girl, which is still her, but the pretend it was another girl, she was like, Yeah, but does she still have the weight off? And she was like, no, she doesn't.
Yeah. So if you go into something as like a crash diet, like it's not sustainable. You'll just go back to old habits very, very quickly. You'll get sick of it. You'll lose that motivation. Slow and steady wins the race. Mm. 100%.
And give yourself some compassion, I think, as well. I think that's a big thing, even with myself sometimes. It's like, I try also, and be compassionate to myself.
Yeah, in compassion. And like I speak about this all the time, about how so many PT and fitness influencers to promote their own like services, you know, if they're like an online coach or whatever, they're like, it's always the right time to start a weight loss journey. You have to start now, blah, 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 all this here. And it's meant to be like motivational. I disagree. Sometimes it's just not the right time to start a weight loss journey. And I know that from experience. For example, so if you're going through really hard times in your life, you're not going to be able to focus on a weight loss journey.
Mm.
I found with the time that it worked for me, as I said, it's whenever I'd done a lot of work, it was self-love. I was able to make it a priority in my life at that time. I didn't have anything else major. Obviously, I had little stresses and worries, but there wasn't anything major going on in my life. So it was the right time. So sometimes it's just not the right time. And if it's not, so be it. We'll try again next month. Give yourself a bit of compassion, as you say, and chill. Just, you know what I mean?
Go with the flow. I really like that advice.
I say you know what I mean so much, I notice, by the way.
So do I. Every time I record a video on TikTok or Instagram, I think at the end of the sentence, like, do you know what I mean?
Is it like
because we say it so fast as well, people not from here will be like, what was that nonsense, like gobbledygook at the end of the sentence? What are they saying?
Do you know what I mean?
Love it. Right, should we move on to the next dilemma?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sending in yours. We really appreciate it.
Best luck in your journey.
And sending you so much love. We got you. Hi, after listening to Keggs talk about his sexuality and feeling like he had to kind of hide it, made me realize that you are the right people to ask. I'm 25. I've always dated, been in relationships with males. I'm attracted to males, but I find my relationships only last about a year as I become unattracted, and I guess the newness of the relationship wears off. I've been to gay clubs in Belfast and actually find I turn to check out an attractive girl more than I'd look twice at a man when out or even through social media. I'm wondering, does this mean I'm potentially lesbian or bisexual? I'm afraid to actively start dating a girl in case I'm totally wasting her time, and I would put girls off that I'm so unsure. I've tried speaking to my sister and mum about this, and they just kind of laugh it off and say that I can say that I can find girls attractive, but it doesn't mean I'm not straight, sort of thing. Just wanting a somewhat opinion on this, as I'm from a small town and being gay isn't a thing that's spoken often about. I don't really have people to turn to or people with experience in this to give me advice. Maybe I'm straight and just overthinking this. Thank you so much, and I love the podcast so far.
Oh, it makes me really sad that like her mom and her sister just laughed.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me so sad, but it's so normal as well.
I think with girls as well, if the girls say that, like it's different when if we be a boy saying that, like you're not going to get like a guy saying straight, oh, wouldn't mind like getting with girls or whatever. Maybe that's why they might have laughed, because they might have taken it serious, and especially from being a small town as well. Like I'm from a small town myself. I'm from like one of the smallest towns you can get. And I was the same. I had no one really to turn to until I started getting with a guy who was actually from my small town, who was older, and he was sort of my mentor. So it's kind of nice to go to him all the time and ask for his advice.
Made you comfortable.
100%. Because I remember the first time I was like getting with him, and I was like, I'm never going to come out. It's never going to happen. I'm always going to be in the closet.
You thought you would never have the confidence. Never. Yeah, that's so crazy.
So in terms of what you're asking, am I bisexual, asking am I a lesbian, asking am I straight, I think don't put pressure on yourself to put a label on it. You don't need to label yourself right now, because you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Who needs the label?
You don't need a label.
Enjoy yourself. Experiment.
100%.
Experiment. You'll figure it out, but you don't need to label it.
And I would say definitely experiment. And if you are experimenting, just be honest.
Exactly. Always just be honest. That's the key.
Like,
no one's going to get offended by that. If you, like, I have friends that are lesbian, gay, and I know from their perspective, like, if a girl, my lesbian friends, if a girl came up to them and was like, look, I'm not taking the piss, because that is a thing girls do.
Yeah.
But if you were honest, I'm not taking the piss. I'm genuinely interested in experimenting and, you know, experimenting with my sexuality.
100%.
I don't think many people's going to have an issue with that.
And you know what as well? I think a lot of people are on a spectrum. Like there might be 100% straight people out there. I can't say, because I'm not 100% straight. But
there's a spectrum, definitely.
To be fair, I definitely find girls attractive myself. Mm-hmm. like I find them like beautiful. Like I can say you're a beautiful girl, but I would never go with a girl now. Like I did when I was younger, to you be can, fair, because I was experimenting with girls to see if I liked
that's it.
So you just have to experiment. See but what you
can
like.
You can appreciate beauty and attractiveness 100%. There's definitely a spectrum there, and that's why do not to this girl here put any pressure on yourself to figure out exactly what you are, because you might just be a little bit of a mixture of everything.
You may
even at some stages of your life be more lesbian than other stages of your life. You may find that certain stages of your life you're more straight.
Yeah.
It can just be a journey. Do you know what I mean?
Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. Enjoy experimenting. Yeah. Enjoy meeting new people and putting yourself out there. And yes, it's going to be scary at first. You're going to be terrified at first, to be fair, but it's those things that scare you is what you should lean into. I find myself, it's those things that scare you is what's going to give you confidence. It's what's going to help you find out who you are as well. So don't go hard on yourself. Don't put pressure on yourself to go have a label. Go out and have fun. And if it gets to a point where you actually do meet a girl and your mom and sister are laughing, just be like, here, this is me. Do you know what I mean? Like, be honest with them. And at least you had the balls to even say to them at that point.
Yeah, fair play to you. Fair play. The fact that you were able to say to your mum and sister, okay, you didn't get a great response, but, like, you had the courage to try and open that conversation up. So, like, you're going to be just fine.
100%.
You're going to be just fine.
And to be fair, they might not have even thought you were serious. If they know that you're being serious, there'll be a different reaction. And to be fair, reactions from parents from a small town and family members from a small town aren't always the best. I know that for myself, to be fair. Over time, everything will be sweet. It usually always is.
You're going
to
figure it out.
So yeah, we got you. And
I'm excited for your journey, to be honest.
I'm hoping to bump into you in a gay club some night and you'll tell me about all your lesbian experiences.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Actually send us an email whenever you...
Keep us updated on your journey. Yeah.
So yeah, we love you. We thank you. And thank you so much.
I love the dilemma part. So I love this. I feel like it's such a nice like connection or something. Yeah. Like we're really getting to know our people who's like listening or watching. 100%. Do you know what I mean? I really like it.
So thank you so much for sending in your dilemmas, everyone. We really loved them. We have a few more that we didn't get time to answer, but we can answer maybe next week or send more in next week and we'll try and get them answered. So yeah, thank you so much. We love you. We got you always. These are our crackheads.
Our little crackheads.
I love that. So that is the end of episode 2, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
That was so fun.
I love that wee episode. Yeah, it's all good to talk about. It's
very wholesome, apart from you shitting yourself.
I can't believe I told that in the podcast. I haven't even told anyone that yet. So you are in the inside scoop of that one.
That was tea.
I didn't even tell my close friends. Like my close friend story. My close friend story is usually filled with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
This
that
is like
one.
My new close friend story. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. And if you want to do us a massive favor and either hit follow or subscribe, depending what platform you're watching it on, it not only helps us grow as a podcast and helps us maybe get like good guests or whatever, also means that you will not miss out on an episode. That is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
Next week.
We love you. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.